Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
A boat rocker.
Rocker.
Do a recap on the week. Let the people know what's going on. How the gates of hell are being shaken, saith Christ. Yeah, I like that. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys in the bulk. Of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice of pro-murderers, they like to call themselves the pro-choicers, wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. We are them, Americans. Yes, we are the Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the show. Now, if you'd like to check us out online, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or go to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. Or you can go and check out my personal fan page, which is Bradley Dean, or you can go to my personal page, while there is room, whilst there is still room.
Whilst.
Again, that is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E. Like me if you do, like me if you don't. Because we got a lot of haters that listen to us anyways. I mean, we know every show is being recorded since, I mean, they publish it and then they tell on themselves and then they wonder why people are thinking that they're, you know, always suspicious or conspiratorial due to the fact that they do nothing in the light, but neither does their father. So why would we expect them to do that? Now, folks, if you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account, you can do that as well. BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. Phone lines are accessible, 1-877-807-9977. Might I remind you, friends, that silence is what is destroying your country. Silence is what is destroying your country. So go ahead, give us a call, weigh in. Tell 52 countries, as well as United States of America and many affiliates across the land, as to what your take is. Of course, as to the topics of the day. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct outside of the Bible and the Constitution of the United States. And why would we say that? Because George Washington, during his farewell address, his speech, that used to be mandatory up until 1962, that students in America understood and knew their foundations and their past and their history. George Washington, the first president of the United States, rightly said that religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society, right? And John Adams, the second president of the United States, said that our Constitution was made for a moral and a religious people. It is wholly inadequate. It does not work for the government of any other, friends. And just food for thought, this comes to my aid right now. Did you know George Washington as well said that a nation cannot rightly be governed except without God and the Bible?
Oof.
Of course not. It's all yours, Jake.
Well, I would say that's
common
attributed
sense
to all the success that we've had. We just celebrated 4th of July 2 days ago, Thursday of this week.
Independence Day.
That's right.
Yes.
What is the 4th of July? We read a quote, actually, on our program, because we were on the 4th of July. We were celebrating down in Armstrong, Iowa, which I just posted the photo album of that. You're going to dig it. There was a gentleman there who had seen Bradley speak at a high school, and then later saw him speak at an outdoor music festival concert.
Yep.
Wow. Outdoor music fest. And then after that, he sees our street
teams
over and over. Thank you. That was a save.
You're
save.
Welcome. Yes.
High five. And after that, he said, you know what? I need to impact my city. Now, we've done a lot of groups that are patriot groups. We've done a lot of public high schools where we get to bring a message that's maybe foreign to the public realm. I just was talking to Joni, actually, from Breitbart, One Voice Silenced, Millions Erupted, Facebook
Awakened
page. Awakened. Thank you. I'm glad. This is like number two. Chalk these down.
You're making me
feel good, dog.
Hit me in the sky.
Man, in the sky,
yes.
Brother. So I got two saves today. But Joni, who I was talking to today, she said, so what's the feedback? Because, as you know, we've been in, I think the past 4 weeks have been in...
What's the feedback of the liberals?
So, well, she wasn't asking that. She was asking, what's the feedback of the people? She said, because I see out there that we're actually gaining momentum. I said, I agree. And it's so different because when I told her
That's why they attack.
Of course. Yes. Oh, yes. Coming to your column, which we're going to get to in a second.
Yes.
But out of these four states, we go to a lot of groups that are, say, Tea Party groups. They're right up our mind frame. You know, the message, they're gobbling up. Some of it they haven't heard of. The anointing, they definitely haven't experienced. But for the most part, they're on the same page. So Landon, this gentleman, Landon Kolasch, gets together with us on doing a city event. He said, listen, in our city, there's a park, they do karaoke, then they do raffles, and there's, you know, 4,000 people that show up for the parade, and then I want you to talk. So it was like throwing Bradley into a setting where it's a mixed bag. There's people
from all different walks. It was.
And so you see in the beginning of the crowd, everybody's coming in, they're like, oh, we're going to hear a patriotic message. But not patriotic according to what some of them, and notice I say some, because the majority of the people easily stayed and they came up and talked afterwards. But what I saw is there's a lot of people in the public that maybe don't frequent Tea Party groups, they maybe don't frequent church, as an example. But what they think is the same way that we think, but they're so bashful. Yeah. And that's what I got the other night, is a lot of people are kind of looking around like, oh, I believe this, but are we supposed to be talking about this here?
But again, this is happening because they don't know their history.
That's
and
right.
It wasn't cowards that gave us this republic, and cowards will not preserve this republic.
Right.
They don't know how to respond because they're so used to the press putting up these spineless politicians, these capitulators, in the face of what they should stand against.
Yeah.
So therefore, they're trying to figure out, what am I supposed to do? Well, if they read the Bible, they could see what the King of Glory does. He stands against it. He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah.
Amen.
And I can go on and on. And he spoke as one having authority and not as the scribes. Now, I just wanted to interject as well, Jake. Revelations 12:17 says, and the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed. Which, who is she making war with? Who is the enemy of your souls making war with, friends? Those that keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
That's where the war is.
Only those, because they're the ones bringing light. And boy, I'll tell you what, in the city park, we ended on the 4th of July. Then we drove home. In the beginning of the week, we're at the machine shed with the Des Moines, Iowa Tea Party. The machine shed, for many of you that know, the presidential tours, mostly conservatives, of course, because the conservative establishment talks about American ideals. They come in there, and that's where they campaign. So from the same pulpit where they were speaking from, or the same podium, I suppose they would call it in the political realm, Bradley was preaching in this place. There's pictures. I just posted them on there. It was a fantastic turnout. Matter of fact, we had to put an extra table in there, and then there was no more room, so everybody else had to stand in the back of it. But after the message was done, we took some videos of folks. One woman, for example, got Bradley to sign her sweatshirt. Bradley signed his name, of course, but then puts scripture reference on it underneath his signature, and she said she doesn't let just anybody sign it. Michelle Bachmann, Herman Cain, who was the third gentleman? Michael Reagan,
and then
there was
Steve
another
King.
Steve King, that's right. I think he's a senator or something from Des Moines. But the scripture reference was what was important, and scripture rocked Iowa and Des Moines. And folks, this happens frequently. Go to Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook, see the videos, see the pictures, and see the response, and there's more to come.
Amen. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll pick up these phone calls right after this break. Pick up these phone calls right after this break. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. We got Lou Charles calling from Michigan. Welcome to the show, my friend.
How are you, sir? Can you hear me cool?
Yeah, we can hear
loud
you.
Clear. Just,
yes, A-okay.
Sometimes I'm out here in the rural and the signal isn't the greatest. So
no, we're
anyway,
good.
Anyway, I wanted to call. I've been meaning to call for a couple of weeks now because you wrote an article that came through the News with Views regarding reap what you sow.
Right.
I assume your listeners recall it. They will all follow you, right?
Sure.
Okay, so what intrigued me as I was reading through, it was basically aiming at despots and of course, particularly picking on Obama and the rest of his entourage, which
picking
is certainly understandable.
Hey, Lou, you're right. We just want to make sure you understand it's not picking on him. It's defending ourselves.
That's
really what it comes down to. But I got you.
I was saying it in a you know, sort of gracious thing. Hammering on him was more the thing, and I'm glad to see it. But I was being politically correct.
Don't do that.
You know what? Stop. Being politically correct, you know what that means? It's tyranny with manners. We don't want that. We got to get rid of that.
Nice.
Well, see, I'm originally a New Yorker, and now I'm in Michigan, and you have to be milquetoast here because the people are just so sensitive, and you know, you got to tone it down. So
what's the point now? We got reaping and sowing.
Anyway,
on with it,
man. Yes, sir. As I was reading through the article, I kept saying to myself, the problem isn't so much what these people are doing to us. It's the fact that those who are being victimized by it are doing nothing. And you would point it out in Galatians 6,
yep.
7, verses 7 and 8. And I'm saying to ourselves, Christians, what have we sown? What are we sowing? What are we doing?
Good point.
So those people who we are picking on or hammering at, sin doesn't concern them. Their life is all about sin, and in fact, I think they actually have higher accolades for each other. The better the poker players are, they are, the better the liars they are, the higher level of sin and theft they achieve, the more esteem they have in their own community.
Sure.
And again, I'm originally from New York, so I know this is the truth. So the question now goes to Christians. you know, what happens to us? You know, we reap what we sow. But the result of what we've seen in America over the last 20 or 30 years, and don't tell me about the Tea Party, because that's just whining. That's not winning. That's just getting out in the street and complaining a little bit, getting active for a little bit of a while, and then going back home. And we can see what happened between 2010 and now, as it's going right back to normal. So, Christians, I ask, you know, what happens when we don't sow? Where is the sin there? And I'm hearkened towards Matthew 25, 14 through 30, which is the parable of the three servants, and especially this third servant who simply brought back his money with, or whatever his talents were, whatever they call the talents.
He brought back what he was given, that's right.
Yeah, that's it. Now, there wasn't even a fourth servant involved, because if there was a fourth servant, he would be more on the level of today's Christian, which is just endowed with sloth, and sit around and do nothing. So he'd be given talents, and not only, now he wouldn't return with anything, he would return with debt, and he would return with nothing, you know, nothing in his hand, and nothing but some IOU notes. And what, a nice house to show for it? I don't even know, because the house isn't even owned. So what happens to this now? Where do the Christians fit? Now, when Jesus was giving that parable, he was not giving that parable to non-believers. I'm under the understanding that that was aimed particularly at his followers. Is that correct?
That's true. Yeah.
Okay, good. If we're in agreement with that, then, so what is this, what is, the penalty of the third servant was he was literally cast out to outer darkness, which I come to understand is hell.
Mm-hmm.
And so now he's talking to believers, allegedly saved people. Was it fear that the third servant came back? Was it sloth? Again, how do we assimilate that into today's Christians? And on that note, when we come to an accord on that it is a terrible sin not to sow, what is the antidote to this malaise that the church is in America?
Yeah. Boy, you said a lot. I'll show you my faith by my works. It's a work of, it's a labor of love, and it's a work of faith. And what's interesting is what you're seeing today is a lack of Christianity. I want people to understand that, because you got to make distinction between the church of Christ and the lack of the whore, the goats, the sheep, always making distinctions back and forth. I just want people to understand that nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ himself did. Now, I think what you're seeing more than anything is apathy. You're looking at Christians today who want the benefits, but they don't want the war.
Is the apathy the sin of sloth? Is that what you're bringing up?
No. I mean, the reason the professed church in America is reaping the whirlwind is because they've sown to the wind. They've sown to nothing. They're sitting back saying, well, the Lord's on the throne. He's going to do what he's going to do. And I'll tell you what, he is.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, if you don't keep my commandments and my judgments, my statutes and my ordinances, this is what's going to happen to you. You're going to be delivered up through a siege, through incremental takeover. And that's exactly what you're seeing today. When you read Leviticus 26, you read Deuteronomy 28, I bring those up for the very purpose that the American people need to realize that when you go back to Leviticus 26, that God brought judgment in stages. And he told you that, listen, if you're not going to listen to me here, I'm going to bring it heavier. I'm going to bring the seven times more of my judgments and my plagues upon a people that will continuously turn their ear. They'll turn their ear against me. They won't pay attention to what I'm telling them. And I think,
do you really believe Christians believe that anymore?
It doesn't matter what they believe. You don't need to believe in trucks neither, but what happens if you stand in front of one? And that's exactly what you're seeing today. They don't have to believe. What you're seeing today is believers that don't believe, my friend. And that's the problem right there. See, I just sat at a table with a whole mess of leaders in Orlando, Florida, a week and a half ago. And they all said, you know, every time one guy said, every time we come together, we haven't done anything. He said, what we need to do is we need to come to terms with what we all agree with. And I stopped him right there and I said, the problem is people need to understand that Jesus didn't give suggestions. He gave commandments. And therein it lies right there. Therein lies the problem, because what they need to do, America needs to come to terms with God on his terms, not on what their opinion says or what someone likes and what they don't like. I mean, they sit around like a bunch of stinking pigeons picking peas as to the ones that they don't like and the ones they do like. And Mark Twain was right when he said this, Lou. He said, the problem that I have with Scripture is not the ones that I don't know, it's the ones that I do know. See, it's a crossless Christianity. They want the benefits, but they don't want the war. And that's okay. Really where we're at today.
Oh, agreed. But now, would you agree that most Christians, and perhaps rightfully so, are waiting for the message to come out of the pulpit? And I mean, I know that the Revolutionary War, in particular, was manifested because of the Black Robe Regiment pastors.
Yep.
Without those people rebuking the common understanding of Romans 13, there is no way that Christians would have gone to war. They would have just accepted the tyranny coming from the rulers of England and would have used their interpretation of Romans 13 to stand down, just as we see happening today. So until that gets changed, how do you expect... Well, that's a two-stage change. First, you have to look at Romans 13 differently than it's commonly accepted.
Yep.
And then, second of all, should we be waiting until the pastors
moving? Lou, okay, just take me in stride, bro, because this is a really good conversation, and I love the talking points that you're bringing up here. Take them one by one with me, okay?
I'm bringing them up in sequence, so
okay.
It stays in sequence, but you got it.
Okay. Now, listen, just last week, we stopped and we met with an individual. He's a really cool guy. He's a great guy. And he was talking about how there's a silence in the pulpit. Now listen, abortion and homosexuality are the greatest, the pastors of the churches in America today are the greatest advocates to abortion and homosexuality because of their silence. They are traitors to their master. They are Judases to Christ's cause. They are the ones that are willing to watch him be crucified. And guess what? The people sat back and allowed it to happen because when Jesus was going to the cross, the women were crying. They were moaning and saying, I'm so sorry that you're being crucified. And Jesus looked at them and said, hey, listen, don't cry for me, cry for you and your children, because judgment's coming. Because if they'll do this in a dry tree, what will they do in a green? I'm sorry, if they do this in a green tree, where they have the light to know the difference between right and wrong, what will they do when there's a dry tree? They're giving themselves little by little, friends. Listen carefully. America is giving themselves over to tyranny day by day by tolerating this criminal administration. And it's not a good place to put yourself.
Again, the question comes back to, should we be waiting till the pastors go, or should the laity be taking a more aggressive stance and perhaps either leaving their churches, pulling their tithing, going somewhere else, or organizing on their own?
Right, right.
I mean, this is a real strategic chess move that Christians have to make right now.
This is great. Hey, Lou, I got to take a quick break. I want you to stay on with me because you're hitting a lot of great talking points. And by the way, you're questioning my aggressiveness.
No.
I'm saying this as a compliment to what you're saying.
I'm not questioning the level of aggression. I'm just questioning which direction we're going.
No, exactly right. But I love this. Is
you're
my
speaking
message?
To his
yes, you're speaking.
Yeah.
This is good stuff. Just hold up with me here, man, and take another sip of coffee, Jake. All right, Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. We're going to come right back with Lou. 1-877-807-9977.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
All right, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, I'm going to pull up Lou from Michigan in just a second here. The modern-day Psalm 23 for the professed church in America. The TV is my shepherd, I shall not want. It makes me to lie down on the sofa. It leads me away from the faith. It destroys my soul. It leads me in the paths of sex and violence for the sponsor's sake. Yeah, though I walk in the shadow of Christian responsibility, there will be no interpretation, for the TV is with me. It's cable and it's remote control. They comfort me. It prepares a commercial before me in the presence of my worldliness. It anoints my head with humanism and consumerism. My coveting runneth over. Surely laziness and ignorance shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house watching TV forever. How contrary to Scripture, all over the place.
Happy 4th of July.
Psalm 101.3. 101 verse 3. I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. Read 2 Corinthians 6. When you get some time, friendship with the world is enmity with God. The Bible says that he that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not him. And not in him. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will manifest myself unto him. And then when you go back over to 1 John again, I was just in John 14:6. Now 1 John, he said, he that saith I know him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. And what we see is we see people getting mad at the church today for things Christ rebuked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And also it's signifying it's not the church. Or if, it's just like, because I'm in a garage, does that make me a car? Of course it doesn't.
That's right.
You've got to have the fruit of being a car in order to be a car.
Of course. I mean, you don't look at an apple tree and say that's an orange tree.
No.
I mean,
just because it's a tree that gives
fruit. No, this is what you see people doing today all day long.
Because judge not lest you be judged. So you have to judge so you understand and you know them by their
Right. And doesn't Scripture tell us we're supposed to judge within?
Yes.
Yeah, it does. It's pretty interesting
Christ
how that works.
Speaks judgment all the time. The law is judgment. It's judgment against sin. Why? So that redemption can glory over sin. And how does it glory over sin? When you're no longer walking in sin, when you're set free from sin. That's
well, how do you know what's right and how do you know what's wrong? By the way, that's how you confuse an atheist.
That's true.
What's right and what's wrong? Well, who told you that? Comes back to it again. We got Lou Charles from Michigan, and he is just, listen, he is striking the fire today.
He sure is.
This is great
Strike
stuff.
It up, Lou.
Okay, hey, Lou, so let's get back to this conversation.
I'm here. So we left off with the idea that is a Christian man whose his heart is totally with Jesus Christ, should he be waiting for the shepherds, the pastors, or our pastor to lead, or should he gather? Should we go and gather our own like-minded and organize and move forward without them?
Well, that's
a rhetorical question. I don't have the answer to it.
No, that's great.
I
think it's great. I mean, first of all, those that want to be in the pulpit are called from the devil. Those that don't want to be in the pulpit, they're called of God. And we need to make the distinction because we need to understand that an anointed man of God, God makes men what they are, not men making themselves what they are, because that's why we have so many hirelings in the church today that are going with the flow of everything that Christ died against. They that are Christ have crucified the flesh with its lusts and its affections. And it's interesting, they say that they're born of the Spirit of God, but they do everything contrary to the Spirit.
Yeah.
Well, that should tell you who their father is right there.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Amen.
Okay, so in saying that, what we don't want is we don't want a bunch of Aarons in the pulpit. But it's interesting that when Moses was bringing the children of Israel to the promised land, they didn't want Moses. They wanted to kill Moses, and they wanted Aaron to create a golden calf. And that's exactly what you see in America today. We need to throw off the Aarons, and we need to appoint by God, accept what God appoints in the name of Moses, in Jesus Christ.
And follow what God
yes.
appoints. You know, to bring a solution to what you just said, I know you mentioned the Tea Party earlier, how they get up and they got fired up in 2010 and then 2012 came around. But I'll tell you what, the Tea Party is fighting the battle that the church should be fighting. And I say that by experience. We have toured throughout the United States and we have talked to numerous Tea Parties. And when Bradley gets into the pulpit, I'm going to call it the pulpit.
Does it have the church on its side, or are they just out there on their own doing it in
No,
they are the church. They are the church. They just don't know they're the church.
That's right.
And the thing is we're called to seek and save that which is lost. And what you're accustomed to in this country, at least most people are, that you stay inside of a building and you don't go out to the battlefront and go and seek and save that which is lost. It's completely contrary.
Robert L. Baptist Church, Bradley spoke at, in North Carolina. We're going to be going back to North Carolina. There's a handful of good Baptist churches out there, and churches in general. The Tea Party is awaiting a leader, and we've spoken to many people.
That's what I'm getting at.
Yep.
Exactly. So that's what we bring, is we bring that leadership. Now, there was a mother. We just did the Des Moines, Iowa Tea Party. That's a big city, and it's pretty politically active, too. If you notice, most of the straw polls happen right there in Iowa. It's the first one. And so this woman, who is a full-time mother, owns a business with her husband, starts saying, man, it's enough of just, you know, yelling at the TV. I've got to get active. I've got to get involved. And she coordinated a meeting that brought people from all over the state. And, the whole entire room was packed to hear Bradley's message. Now, it's not an issue of them coming to see Bradley or hear Bradley. What they got was the gospel. And they started to say, wait a second. This movement needs to be reinvigorated with the Spirit of Christ.
Amen.
Just like our four. You were talking about that a minute ago.
That's exactly right, Lou.
So there's a lot of hope. If there's organizations already put out there, then go preach your gospel. Whether it's you, Lou, whether it's somebody listening
Hang on a second. Lou, I'm kind of curious to know, my friend, why are you so lit up on this topic? It sounds like the Lord gave you grace to see what needs to be done, and if He gave you the grace to see it, guess what? You're the one called to do it.
Amen.
Well, I'm not arguing that, and I have been doing it since 87 when I was in Las Vegas. It is my calling to Jesus Christ in politics, but it's so looked down upon upon most of the church buildings that you go in where you're trying to recruit.
Yes, stay out of those church buildings trying to recruit. I'm just saying, okay? Now, there is good churches.
It's like going to Mexico and teaching them Spanish,
yes.
Lou.
You need more of the pole marketing in this particular case. If they
Be
are
careful
the church,
of poles, though.
Yeah, well, I'm saying pole, like they pull. They'll pull on you. They'll come out of the church to see you. When Christ spoke, yes, He did speak in the synagogues, but it was when
without the church, I'm still convinced we're going to need some pastors to be the spiritual leaders, or even if just chaplains of these type of movements. Otherwise, it's going to be anarchy in motion.
You got
I've seen this too. You see, by the way, this is why the Libertarian Party could never get anywhere.
That's right.
It still hasn't gotten anywhere, as wonderful as their ideals might be.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
On paper and in theory, they are spiritless.
That's right.
This is beautiful.
Preach it, Lou. Come on, brother.
If I was an the black church right now, we'd all be standing up saying hallelujah, Brother Lou. This is great.
You got the pulpit, Lou.
Woo!
Well, again, and this comes from my experience because I got to run Ron Paul's campaign in Nevada as a volunteer coordinator of the state. And, you know, I was a Reagan revolutionary, for lack of a better term. And, you know, I'm handed this Libertarian Party platform and, you know, okay, go get Ron Paul some speaking gigs, yada, 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 around the state. And I'm reading through this platform, you know, and it sounds wonderful, again, in theory. Yeah. But there's some of the things that came up, and I don't want to clog up airtime with that. But
I think it's good to. Why don't you? We got to decipher because this is our answer. This gets the clog out of, you know, whether you want to call it the Tea Party movement, the Liberty movement, or the Libertarian movement. I had the opportunity to speak to Dr. Paul two different times personally and ask him questions. And you'll see that. They'll shuck the spiritual side of it. Yeah. We leave that alone. How in the world can you give homage to the Bill of Rights or the Constitution?
Let's shift from the Libertarian Party to the Constitution Party, which was an offshoot, because what happened was in 88, when you tried to stuff all the same kinds of people under the Ron Paul tent, you got nowhere because there's so much infighting between Christian radicals, radical constitutionalists, and the libertine licensure libertarians or anarcho-capitalists out of the Ayn Rand camp. But you try to push these two types of people to get anything done, and you see it goes nowhere. And the same thing happened, by the way, in 2008 and 2012 within the Republican Party primaries. You can't put these two people in the same tent and expect results. So now you take the Christian spiritual people away and put them in the Constitution Party. So now theoretically that should be working. Why isn't it? What's wrong with the Constitution Party's platform? Anything?
I haven't found anything necessarily wrong with the platform. I know a lot of people involved in the Constitutional Party. As a matter of fact, we know one of the candidates that ran, actually three of the candidates that ran, sat down with him personally. And
well,
I understand
he must have sat down with Chuck Baldwin. What's his take on it? Why is this party so, to the point where him and his son now are calling for everybody to go back in the Republican Party,
yeah,
which I think is insanity. But why do you think the Constitution Party is failing? It shouldn't be from a lack of spirituality and a lack of Christianity. Every one of them understand the Black Robe Regiment pastor prescription and necessity. Where are they? What's going on?
Well, I
can't figure it out.
I want to weigh in on this a little bit. See, you have a bunch of people trying to create a God to suit their own sins, a God that doesn't mind me lying, stealing, cheating, doing whatever I want to do. See, they want God's principles, and they want freedom that he offers through only his son, Jesus Christ. But again, what they're doing is they're asking for the benefits, but they don't want to have to uphold to the process of how God establishes. And if you look in Scripture, you can see the power of God unto salvation is wrought through the cross of Jesus Christ, and that's what they want. Too many people care about their reputations. Too many people care about what, you know, I don't want to offend anybody. You know what? The fact of the matter is we better get back to our roots. We better get back to who we are. Because, again, if we don't, what's going to happen is we're going to blow this whole thing. God gave us this. He shed his grace upon this country. And if we don't go back to the author and the finisher of our faith, we're going to lose everything and we're going to blow it.
Well, I recognize if you're not willing to offend anybody, you want to get out of the race now. Because that element of people, just put them aside and let's not even talk about them right now because they're just the devil's tools and the easiest thing. You know, just be nice and get along with everybody, yada, yada.
And that's prevalent.
And you really can't.
That's prevalent, is it not? It is totally prevalent.
Let's talk about the people who don't really give a rat's butox about offending other people and they want to go for the truth. There's lots of them out there. There's lots. But I don't see any coordinated effort to get anything done. And we always seem to be on the defense and the reactionary side of it. Why? I mean, I don't even see one town in this whole country, and it's 3,141 counties. Show me one county that's run by these hardcore Christian constitutionalists. Nothing. It all seems to be spread out and diffused. The leadership doesn't seem to be coordinating anything towards a victory. It's all...
I think the issue is a lack of leadership. Men follow courage, not titles, my friend.
And you're speaking to also national sin, too. If we all are, if this nation is in sin, you will own that. You're not going to have leadership to pull you out of it until you turn back to your God.
Let's come back to that. Again, Lou, we appreciate your time. You got us charged up for the next half hour, my friend. Again, we thank you. Heather wants to pick you up. Please hold on for 1 second. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. This is Jake, the other guy, with the Sons of Liberty. And we are sponsoring a 12-week constitutional course beginning Thursday, August 22nd, 2013. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Minnesota and available by webinar. The cost is $150 per person and $30 each additional family member, and the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the constitutional course.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
God one time said, in those early centuries of Christianity did not go into the world apologizing. It went to slay the powers of darkness and undo the works of the devil, and it lived in holy triumph. Those days are still available. God is faithful to all generations. He's faithful unto 1,000 generations. The God of our Lord Jesus Christ is the one that said, I haven't changed. I'm the Lord thy God. I change not. Malachi 3:16. Go to Hebrews 13. He talks about how I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. What it comes back to, friends, is understanding that you're either going to obey God's Ten Commandments in Christ, or you're going to listen to man's 10,000 and you're going to lose your country and your freedoms. It's really that simple. And really, it's not hard to fight for what you love.
No, as a matter of fact, you will fight for what you love. I mean, if you have a child or a son or a daughter, here, this is a Twitter, actually, from the last event we did in Armstrong. So the joke is on you. The joke is on your apathy and your kids. If you don't love your country enough to fight for it, somebody else will. See, this will all fall down and trickle down on the next generations, and that's what's been happening. But if you, as a Christian, love, then you're going to react and you're going to respond to it, and you're going to see victory. There's no doubt about it.
Well, let's put it this way. When a Christian tries to live by reason, he needs to understand that he's moving out of God's country into the enemy's land. The church belongs in the miraculous and a supernatural realm, not outside of that.
Well, reason can't bring us out of the predicament that we're in right now.
No. No, I know.
Because he just explained, if you look through reason, we're dead. We're toast.
Yep.
The left has got way too much control, way too much money, way too much media. It's all come together.
And this is what brings the presence of God into when America and men, real men of God and women of God, are willing to have their backs up against the wall, and you're willing to cross the thresholds, then and only then will you meet God. It's just like Peter when he said, hey, Lord, I want to walk on the water just like you.
Me.
In essence, that's right. He wanted to do the same thing Christ did. He said, okay, come on, follow me out, right? And then when Peter went back to reason again, he looked at the what? The waves. And then he began to sink.
That's right.
Yeah.
If you look at Sennacherib, when his armies surrounded, I believe it was Hezekiah, and he said, how do you think your God is going to save you? I've destroyed the Syrians. I've destroyed the... And he goes on and on for all the country. The Ethiopians. Egypt is no strength to you. I am going to destroy you. I can imagine Hezekiah, because I am a man too. I am frail. I am weak. I am a wuss outside of Christ.
Yep.
My stomach would have dropped to the floor and said, Lord, he is exactly right. And he did say that. Lord, of a truth, Sennacherib speaks the truth.
Yeah.
But we serve the living God.
Amen.
The God of our fathers that delivered us from Egypt. And he just laid on that. Sometimes that's all you can do with your promises. You just lay on top of them. Lord, I'm not letting you go. It's like prayer sometimes. You can't even speak words. You're just dead. You're in a puddle. You're in a pool, but you're laying on Christ.
Well, that's right, because you can't fall any lower than the ground.
That's right.
Right? So you may as well just take it
there.
You're crucified through weakness. We live under the power of God, by God.
Amen.
And he
said,
that's right. And what did he say, 2 Corinthians 13:4? And when you go over and he talks about grace, he said, in your weakness, I'm made strong. I'm made perfect.
Who's willing to be weak?
Who's willing to put their backs up against the wall and be there all the time? By the way, that is real ministry. Ministry, friends. Through thee we will push down our enemies. Through thy name we will tread them under that rise up against us. For I will not trust in my bow, neither shall my sword save me. But thou hast saved us from our enemies and hast put them to shame that hated us. And God, we boast all the day long and praise your holy name, Selah. Psalm 44, verse 5. Now, let's go back again. Let's pivot again. A weak Christianity always wants to drop to the imperfect and adjust itself to the popular mind. That is scary, because Jesus said, either you're hot or you're cold. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. And I see people willing to go there all the time. And like I said at the very beginning of the hour, friends, my wife was talking to me the other day. We've been watching a lot of these military movies. And how these men come back from, not movies, but these documentaries of making men. And what will happen is these young men will come back from Iraq and Afghanistan, and they know that they still have gold that needs to be brought to the surface. So what they'll do is they'll apply for a greater degree of testing. They'll go back through basic training again. And the sergeants, the drill sergeants, are right there to try to get them to quit. Mm-hmm. They give them the cross right away. So it is with Christ. In John 6, what did he say? Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood? He said, does this offend you? He's constantly bringing the sword. One of the things that our friend just called in, Lou from Michigan. It's interesting, Lou, that there was many that wanted to follow Christ, and Christ would just look at him and say, hang on a second. For example, hey, Jesus, I'll follow you. And what does Jesus say back to him? Hey, the foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. Or what about this one? Lord, I'm going to follow you, but I got to go bury my father first. Listen to this. He says, let the dead bury the dead. And then his brother and his mother come over, and his disciples come up to Jesus and say, hey, listen, your brother and your mother seek to speak with you. Jesus looked upon his disciples and he said to them, he said, who is my brother? Who is my mother? To those that hear the word of God and do it. Let me take you another step. Do you remember back in John 6 again? He said, does this offend you unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood? The next thing he said, for the carnal mind, now that sounds real cultish, but yet again, if those people were so carnal, if they would just open their eyes, they would see that America is a blood-bought nation.
Yes.
And we're talking about spiritual things concerning the Son of Man. He said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you'll have no partakings or inheritance with me. And then Jesus looked at his disciples and said, will you also go? And Peter looked at him and said, to whom shall we go, Lord? You have the words of life. That's a man that understands the cross. And he's making mistakes, but he keeps getting back up. Now, let me go back to the military. In the military, and just like I shared with Lou, there's so many people that give their lives to Jesus. I don't know why. It's because of what's going on today in your country. The young people of today are being told by their government, because the American people are tolerating it, that, listen, if you join the military, we'll give you a $30,000 bonus signing fee and what all this other garbage that goes with it. See, but what happens is they're alluring them through covetous means. Come to Jesus for what you can get, yet Jesus said, deny yourself and take up your cross and follow me daily. Right? To he who tries to save his life will lose it, but he who loses his life will find it. See, there's people that understand the cross, and they live by the power of God unto salvation, and there's people that dance around the cross because they love the benefits of Christianity, but they don't want to go to war. And what happens in America, back to the military again, is what happens when those that signed the $30,000 bonus signing, what do? All of a sudden, they get into the military, and they're called to war. And then when they go to war, they end up killing themselves because they say, I didn't apply for this. Of course! That's exactly why Jesus constantly brings down the sword. And it's there all the time. It's not a part-time job. There was two lambs, one in the morning, one at night. And there's some in the ministry, there's some in the church in America, and there's plenty of them all across the country. They want salvation, but they don't want to pay the price. And it's not just for men, it's for women too. And it's not an issue of giftings, because there's a whole mess of giftings going on in the military too. Because we're all called to be soldiers. We're all called to stand up against the same enemy. And if we fail to do that, then we fail to meet the Christ. It really is that simple.
You know, Christ said to his apostles, he said to them, let them be alone, because he's talking about the Pharisees. He said to his disciples and said unto him, knowest thou not that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying? But he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. We get so caught up in worrying about the problem and worrying about all these people, and they're not called of God, they're not doing their duty, they're not doing this right. So what? Christ turns and said, let them alone. They be blind leaders of blind, and if the blind lead the blind, both shall end up in the ditch. We have to stay concerned about what we're doing. You know, the context of the scripture that you were just talking about before, when his mother came up to him. His mother didn't come up to him with ill intent. His mother came up to him and said, because at this particular time, he couldn't even eat. He was preaching so much.
Right, right.
He's beside himself.
That's exactly what his apostles
and
said.
So,
yes.
That's what, well, yeah, I think the friends in the city said. But anyhow, that will come up. So Christ doesn't go to them and say, well, they're the devil. They're trying to keep me back. No, he said, hold on a second. Listen, just because she's my mother doesn't mean I'm going to step down from my pulpit and I'm going to go address her. Who is my mother and my brethren? I've got to continue to do what I am called to do. No matter what, who comes, no matter who's not doing
it,
I've
got to stay pushing
forward.
But I'm with you, but that does not evade the cross.
Of course it can't. That's what you're doing.
This is exactly what we're dealing with. Not just he's talking about, Lewis talking about the church.
Yep.
The problem is, here it is. Listen, Christianity is not the product of human reasoning. Christianity is a divine intervention. Mm-hmm. And those that know, let's put it this way, those that love the most know the cross the most. Because it's love that works it out.
Yeah.
And in the process of that, the reason people are in an apathetic state in their country is because they're not thankful for the price paid for their freedoms in the first place. And that is what motivates us to stand up against tyranny and magnify the laws against crime in this country. That is the missing element, and that is the pearl that the church is missing, Christ crucified.
Yeah, and you can't technically, you can't stay the cross unless you do love. You can know the law all day long. You can know what it says. You can know what's right. You can know what's wrong. That's not going to help you with the cross. It's only going to be love. And that love ultimately is not shed in your own heart because of you kept this or you kept that or you can do this. It goes back to Christ and it goes back to gratitude.
That's right.
So how am I able to stay the cross?
Well,
just
we're
because
saved.
I'm grateful.
That's right. We're saved by grace through faith and not of ourselves. It's the gift of God.
That's right.
And it is the gift of God, but he created us unto good works.
Mm-hmm.
See, and that's
Once
the part.
It, we'll
but see,
works.
This is what I'm talking about in the church. I'm going back to Lou again. But the professed church is taught just, hey, listen.
We have it. It's ours. We were born with it.
Totally.
Right?
Oh, it's grace. Grace happens. No, grace moves.
Yeah, it does.
Grace is powerful. We're quickened by the Holy Ghost to those that are dead in trespasses and sins. And therein lies the issue. Again, there's the cross. Folks, we're going to come right back to this. This is great stuff. Having church, and we're talking about what's going on in this.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopia
Cornucopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.